Amen. Ja. Vad är det för fara?
Ja, han har gjort det. Sorry you have to do it, but you may find that the fact that you don't have the damn pressure in this trip, it won't be nearly as hard in a sense, you know. I think the combination of a long trip and terrible pressure, you know, is very hard. I know, for example, when I finish a political campaign, even though it isn't the traveling, it's the fact that I'm under very, very heavy pressure. And, you know, if you go on a vacation, take a long trip, you don't feel like that, you know.
Oh, of course it will. What I mean is, though, you can handle this. You don't have to prepare for it like you do the others, you know what I mean? I mean, you know the Japanese situation like the back of your hand. And you're not going to have those damned all-night sessions and all that sort of thing. Yeah, well, sure. What I meant is, it's a kind of a thing where just the fact that you're going and being available and talking to them and holding their hands is a good thing. It's going to be good. Worry the Chinese and worry the Russians, and that's good. And reassure the Japanese a little.
Sure.
Yeah, I was so interested in that. He really felt that the personal relationship had been established. Huh? Well, that's important, and also it's important that he feels that he has the same relation with you, because that means you can take that next trip and it'll just be like, you know, we really got to come down to him, that every time, you know, every time some torpedo boat moves into the Cienfuegos, I can't get into it, and now we've got a relationship established where you can, see what I mean? I mean, you have before, but now he knows, and we need to do that because normally you'd have your Secretary of State for that sort of thing, but they know that that has no credibility. Yeah. Because he could do everything about it. And one thing about it, Peterson will be well prepared. He'll do a good job. Incidentally, I was interested in your reaction to that speech thing. As, I don't know whether Bob told you, but I had told him, or I had read it, and I did my buddy, and I said, Bob, I just read this thing, and it's just too damn euphoric, I think, but I said, see if what Henry's reaction is without telling him what mine is. And yours is exactly the same. I said it before. And then the point that I'm concerned about is that why it is that our speechwriters, after they have worked on speeches with me, you know, every one that I've made, I keep thinking about, why do they always come up with the same stuff, Henry? I don't know, you know. Yeah. You know, if I were to follow it, I could go off and read this. That's what most people would do. I could, it'll sound nice for the Rotarians. And it'll say, gee, things have all changed and the world is different. For example, I would have thought that any speechwriter would have put in, when they said how much the world had changed, let's also remember, however, that their world has not changed in certain respects. Our philosophies are very different. We have very great differences. And so, you know, I mean, you've got to put that in. And they're realistic people on both sides who have a different view of the world. And just getting to know each other isn't going to settle it. These agreements isn't going to assure it. Well, you know what I mean. It's just one of those things, but it just shows you too, Henry, that on all this stuff, we've just got, in the foreign policy, we've just got to watch every word, because all of a sudden it'll slip by and some jackass statement will be made that we shouldn't want to make. As you say, this speech is practically one that we've ever could make. Huh? Oh, yeah, where we threw in
I just called Henry. Goodbye.
Worked right up to the last.
Yeah.
He's still at it.
It's a long, fucking day.
Coining's passed.
What was your vote?
I'm not sure what the four vote was. It was 19 against, which is, they were figuring 20 to 25.
I thought they were going to have 40 against at one point. They got it down to 19.
19. And no Republicans.
That's good.
All Republicans.
Even Judge.
If Percy
said he was going to vote against him.
But he must not have voted. That's right. He may not have been there.
May not have felt they wanted to vote against
him. Matthias was there and voted.
Percy may just have felt that he didn't want to come out and vote against the president. This might technically be a little lucid this time.
Could very well be.
When will Schultz come up?
Right now.
Today.
Right afterwards. I just got the higher education thing passed, but I don't know any details on it. Whether it was, I assume it was the conference. The watered down. Busing, yeah. But I don't know. That's a tough one with Elliot, but my education.
They're both tough with him. That one and the welfare one. Yeah. God damn it, we've got to cut someplace. What the hell are we going to do? Yeah. It's
they come short, which they used easily could. You could end up with a not fill place, and even if they fill it, you've got that huge football field that's empty. And for a political rally that we staged, I can see using the Astrodome, because then I'd block it off, put the band and a 5,000 voice glee club up there, and you know, now they have great ideas. If they got mad, they're going to make a hell of a thing out of it. If you come, they're going to have mass bands and pageantry and so forth, make a big deal out of it. Colson's argument is, so what? It won't get on TV. Maybe a tiny clip on the Monday night news, but not likely. Nothing on Sunday night. Being Sunday night, it won't even make the Monday morning papers to any major extent.
The only thing Colson's overlooking is the fact that it's a good way to look at Texas.
But I just wonder if it won't do you any more good as far as Texas is concerned, really, than the VFW did when you went to Dallas. Because it's not really a Texas appearance. We ought to try for the Astrodome. I think we ought to do a Texas thing in the Astrodome this fall.
Yeah, I agree.
But I think it ought to be a Nixon.
It ought to be one of our big rallies.
It ought to be Conley's Texans for Nixon rally. It ought to be done up in just maybe even our finale. Instead of doing it in Madison Square Garden, you do it in the Astrodome or something. I mean, something like that. But
well, I'll tell you what my feeling is. I kind of lean against the speech for the reason that I don't really have anything to say. You know, and I've always said, campaign, you've got to do it. You've got something to say, you've got to do it anyway. But when you're not campaigning, I don't believe that you should go down if you don't have something to say. Now, I have a hell of a time doing it. I just don't have a concern, you know.
And you can't, there isn't anything you can say.
There's nothing you can.
Now, you're not anything. Yeah. It'd be stimulating yourself. It'd be great for you, and it'd be great for the few of us that go along with you, and it'd be great for the crowd that's in the auditorium. It'd be, no question, it'd be an exciting
event.
But nobody would know it except that little bunch that was there. We don't need it to prove to the press what your claim is. There have been times when we need to get out to people to prove that you weren't
lost. As a matter of fact, the JHC thing was served that purpose.
That's right, we did it, you know. Jarred them loose. But you don't need jarring loose now.
I don't think we need a public plaudits at the moment. You know what I mean? Well, let me tell you on the speech thing. My feeling is that when you're in serious doubt about an event, you shouldn't do it.
I agree.
I just feel that, I mean, particularly when we're...
I think it could be a...
I think it'd be a damn good speech.
Plus.
Plus.
But it could be good, but how good
that,
is
that's, it? That's also figure, is it worth, and it will take that, is it worth 3 or 4 hours of my time tomorrow to try to get the goddamn speech in shape that I'm comfortable with it, you know?
I don't think it is.
That's the point. If you ever sticking around here, I'm thinking his people do it, you know? We don't have anybody from the NFC staff, you know, to get the soft stuff out of there.
Well, and even if it were, it's not going to make any news.
No. Oh, there's no news in it at all.
And you can't make any news. You really can't be in a position to. You don't want to make any news. I'm not sure any of that right now. You want to go just the other way.
But they have been told Rogers anyway, so they are not going to be terribly disappointed about it.
They'll be disappointed. They're hoping you'll come, but they understand the probability that you will not. Is he good enough to give to Rogers? Or is it too euphoric for him?
Well, yeah, I give it, except that he talks about Kissinger's trip in the speech and doesn't talk about Rogers' speech, so that paragraph would have to be, you know what I mean?
No.
Take out the fact that Kissinger is going to Japan, it just hasn't been mentioned because he's going to. I don't know. I think Bill is likely to do better.
Better do it on his own.
Yeah. I'm just a little think better. He'll do better himself. He's got speechwriters over there, you know.
Oh, yeah.
All right. That's decided. That's it. Good. Colson's point is really odd. He just doesn't think it's worth the effort of that editor.
Yeah.
Or he thinks it's a risk.
No. He thinks... First of all, he thinks it's not good. There's no plus that he sees for me because he thinks you're in a position now where anything you do is going to, in the short haul here, is going to erode the position rather than enhance it. And that you don't need anything. Henry basically coincides with that and the point that, you know, you're already at a point of supremacy. Don't put it to a test. And, then Chuck's other argument is just a practical one of what's the use. Even if you could gain something, there isn't that much to be gained because it's, you don't get coverage and it won't and nobody's going to know you were there anyway.
Really, Bob, the point is we don't need a speech now.
That's right.
And we shouldn't make speeches unless we need them.
That's right. Yeah. Especially not now. And this goes back to the Connolly thing, too, although he said, sure, a couple things like this would be good. But
yeah.
His argument was, don't get into the thing where you look like the other people or look like you're programming like the other people. Chuck doesn't want you in a crowd for that reason. He doesn't want you standing on a platform with a lot of people cheering. I'm not so sure he's right about that, but there's a decent point.
I think you get enough of that, actually. I think you're absolutely right. I guess the fact there's a few people out to meet you when you go to Keaton's game.
It's the same story.
Or at the church. See?
That's right. And I think...
I don't think people are going to say that the president isn't popular at this moment.
Oh, hell no.
They're not going to say it at this moment.
Nobody...
All that crap that they've written for so long, they're not saying right at the moment, are they?
They're just the opposite. And there's something to be argued that it looks like a cheap shot in a way that you made this thing and now you're running out to get the applause for it. And you haven't done that. You've stayed on a pinnacle. It may be good to stay there.
something to be said too for sort of a feeling of mystery and withdrawal in a sense, because, you know,
sure is.
That damn Moscow thing was a hell of a lot of mystery and withdrawal.
Gained an enormous amount of
it. I just don't think that, I just don't feel myself that being so available, that's why I didn't want to do those damn covers. I really just didn't feel I'd want to do them right now.
Yeah.
I think that's right. Farting around with the government, you're running out to the county officials. I mean, just you know, huffing and puffing. I'm working in a different league than these other guys.
That's what candidates do. That's why the county officials especially can line up everybody and parade them by. And why should you put yourself in the cattle auction?
That brings a lot of good material in here. Let's save it for later time.
Yeah.
That's one thing for Rogers, this. But he prepared the way of his supplemental notes. He might just send them over to him. No. I think let Rogers do his own. But Bill's been over to Berlin.
He's got plenty to talk about.
Well, will you let them know then?
Yep.
It is disappointing not to get, you know, an income and so forth. But
we
disappoint people all the time, don't we?
Yes. And that's not the way to look at it. The way to look at it is that we please some people by going to some things. And you can't, there's no way you could even begin to do all of the stuff they want you to do.
Well, you know, Kiwanis is a big group. Lyons is a big group.
Right.
JC, but you just don't go, that's all.
Well, you got to look at that you've done that over so many years, and that somewhere that equity has got to, you're going to be able to cash it in rather than having to keep on putting more of it in the bank.
You're totally right. I have done every damn international convention there is that we have.
You did Rotary in 55.
Right. Long time ago, I did it. I think we're making the right decision on Houston.
I do too. I've been concerned about whether
I'm not trying to get out of doing the work because I'm going to be ready to do it. But I just know that it's I did as I read it. I said, what in the hell is I'm not really saying anything here. You know, I'm really not saying anything. And right now, I don't think I should go out and just not say anything.
Well, if you needed a forum, that'd be one thing. But you don't. You don't need if you were, it's a great chance to get an audience of 60,000 people.
Yeah.
Well, what the hell does that mean to you?
We had 67 million in
it. Boy. That's the other part.
Okay.
Thank you.